This is sort of a follow-up to my photo from July 23rd. That one was called After the Rain, and it was a picture of a single drop on a blade of grass. And it was a picture that I took after it rained. And here, this, I think I've titled it Thirst, but a better title might be During the Rain. I took it during the rainstorm recently. When I snapped this, it was raining slowly for the second day in a row, and it was fantastic weather. It was like mid-70s and cloudy and rainy, and something about that has always been really peaceful to me. And so I went out for just a short walk, maybe a five-minute walk, and I just wanted to walk in the rain because we don't get that very often here in Oklahoma. The past couple of years have been so dry, we just haven't had a lot of rain. So I just wanted to get out and enjoy it. I took my D200 with me. I kind of tucked it inside my coat. I didn't really intend to take any photos, but as I've mentioned here on Weekly 50 before, it's a good idea to have your camera with you so that if you want to take a photo, you've got it. So I have my camera with me. It's technically weather sealed, but some of the rubber gaskets are maybe popping out a little bit. I was still a little bit nervous about having it, so I tried to keep it in my coat as much as possible. And as a side note, this is one thing to think about if you're in the market for a camera. And people have often asked me, what camera should I buy? And there's a lot of things to consider. One thing that you might want to consider is what conditions you'll be using your camera in. Most cameras today can take a bit of rain or dust and things like that, a little bit of moisture. But more money that you spend on a camera means that you'll be getting a little more durable camera. The Pentax K3, I believe, is fully weather sealed, and you can find a video online of this guy who's literally dunking it in his sink, and he's like pouring water on top of it. I think it's like $1,000 or $1,100 camera. But something to think about if you're looking for a camera is features like weather sealing and dust sealing like that, if you're going to be taking photos in the rain or in sandstorms and those conditions. Anyway, back to this particular photo. So I was walking around and I found this clump of leaves hanging down from a tree. They were kind of heavy with the weight of the rain, and it was cloudy, but it was enough light that at ISO 200, shooting at f1.8 gave me a shutter speed of 1/200th of a second. Not bad. It's a little windy, and I had to freeze the motion of the wind sort of rustling through the leaves. And I had to kind of find a calm moment too, because as you can imagine, if I'm focused on, in this case, the droplet at the center and a little bit of wind rustles through, then I'm going to lose focus. Well, thankfully, because I used back button focus, that wasn't quite as much of an issue. I could sort of lock focus and then take the picture whenever I'm ready, because I've decoupled the focusing from the actual shutter button. Anyway, that's sort of off topic, but something that you might want to try is that back button focus, and just Google it and you'll find some more information about it. The water was constantly dripping down on these leaves though. And just when I thought I had a good shot lined up, the drop would disappear, and I'd have to sort of wait for another drop to appear. And I took maybe half a dozen shots. And I didn't really think much of it, though, because my whole purpose was not to take photos, but just to be out on a walk in the rain. Went back to my computer, and it turns out I was pretty pleased with what I got. On this particular image, the drop in the center turned out great. It was awesome. It's like this this sense of life and motion. You've got these streaks in the bottom left. There's one or two little streaks of rain. And it's this busy photo. There's a lot going on. There's water dripping down. But in the center of it all, there's this one drop held in this state, in this frozen state of peacefulness. And I thought that was really cool, and that there's this calm in the middle of this storm, this literal storm. So I thought that I was surprised with how it turned out, and I really like it, in fact. I think it's a pretty cool photo. There's the lesson that I take away from this, though, is one of composition. Now, normally on my photos, if you look back through the photos that I posted on the blog, a lot of them have the subject off center. It's either on the left or the right. In this photo, the subject is completely in the middle, and I typically don't use this type of composition. But after taking this photo, maybe I'll try it more often.